And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, I die, Horatio. The potent poison quite o'ercrows my spirit. I cannot live to hear the news from England. But I do prophesy the election lights on Fortinbras. He has my dying voice. So tell him, with the occurrence more or less, which have solicited, the rest is silence. Good people of Picardenburg, this is the last performance of our two-man troupe in your town. So on behalf of the Edwin Blaggard Traveling Players, I want to thank you for the use of your high school auditorium stage and for allowing us to bring a little Hamlet to your little Hamlet. Good night. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Farewell. No more, please. No more. Good night. And good riddance. Shakespeare, my lemonade.
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Heavenly nectar. What is the box office tally for this evening?
Well, there's good news and bad news.
I see.
The good news is more seats were filled tonight than last night.
And the bad news?
They weren't filled with people.
Ah. Well, that would explain the clucking sound I heard at the end of Act 3. How many paying customers?
19!
Oh, fickle, thy name is theatre. To think that a man of my talent, my ability, my infinite charm and wit, my brilliance, is reduced to playing a two-person Hamlet at Picardenburg High School for 19 patrons and their livestock.
On the upside, your performance was stunning.
No, there's the rub, Shakespeare. Huh? My Hamlet has gone to the dogs. And the odd thing is, I don't know why. Something is missing. I know it, and apparently the audience does as well.
Excuse me.
Yes? Can I help you?
Actually, I'd like to see Mr. Blaggard. You are the Edwin Blaggard, aren't you?
As a matter of fact, I am.
I'm Morton Dunkey, attorney at law.
Attorney?
A lawyer?
Now, look, if this is about that incident in Hooterville...
I'm not here about an incident at Hooterville, Mr. Blaggard. I'm a partner in the firm Dunkey and McCormick. Actually, I'm the third Dunkey.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. We represented your brother, the late Dr. Regis Blaggard.
Oh, yes. Alas, poor Regis. I knew him well. What does this have to do with me?
You've been named in his will.
What?
You're joking.
No, not at all. You see, it says right here, you've inherited a piece of property in Odyssey. It's a store called...
Give me that. I don't believe it.
The Electric Palace?
Regis left me the Electric Palace. Even from the grave, he taunts me.
Excuse me, but I thought Bart Rathbone owned the Electric Palace.
Yes, Rathbone. What became of him?
Well, actually, Mr. Rathbone borrowed the money from your brother to open the store. He never owned it, per se. Additionally, he and your brother were involved in some sort of scandal in Odyssey. The court sentenced Bart to 2 years community service and probation. Because of that, and your brother's will, he lost the store. It's yours now.
Well, that's just Ducky, Mr. Donkey.
That's Dunkey.
Whatever. But electronics couldn't interest me less. So why don't you just sell the store?
I'm afraid I can't do that. Your brother's will specifically says that the property is to remain in the family.
Look, there must be some way out of this. I don't want the Electric Palace, and I most certainly don't want to return to Odyssey.
Of course, that's your choice, Mr. Blaggard. No one can force you to take the property. However, if you don't, you may be placing your mother in jeopardy.
My mother?
I believe she lives in a nursing home, correct?
Well, what of it?
Read paragraph 36A in the will, please.
I have placed a large sum of money in a trust fund to care for my mother, but in the event that my brother Edwin refuses his inheritance, the trust will be immediately revoked.
Revoked?
Revoked. I'm afraid your mother won't be able to stay in the home.
But... I can't take care of her. Look around you. We live on the road.
I'm afraid your options are limited.
I'll have to think it over.
Of course. I'm staying at the Pecanberg Motel when you decide. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, blast you, Regis. Of all the things to leave me, why this? You torture me even now.
What will you do, sir?
Well, I have no choice, Shakespeare. I can't leave poor Mumsy out in the cold. We'll have to go back.
Is that really such a bad prospect?
Of course it is, Shakespeare. Have you forgotten how we left? Under the cover of darkness, cowering out of town with our tails between our legs like stray ducks.
I think you mean dogs, sir. Cowering out of town like stray dogs?
Well, what difference does it make? My behavior was that of a contemptible cur. The good townsfolk of Odyssey will never forgive me, nor should they.
I don't believe you're giving them enough credit. Even so, surely the noble thing to do is return and make peace with them.
Oh, yes, yes, you're right, of course. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I! Pack up the car, Shakespeare, we leave tonight.
Doesn't like fruit.
I give him the vegetables.
Yeah!
No, no. Oh, please, no more. Oh, I beg you. I'm sorry. I'm so very, very sorry.
Did you hear that, everyone? He's sorry.
Oh. Who are you?
The name is Public. John Q. Public. I represent these people. People you betrayed.
I didn't mean to. At least, I didn't want to.
The good townsfolk of Odyssey will never forgive you. Never.
Nor should they.
You deserve to be punished.
Yes, punished.
Since you behaved like a chicken, it's only fitting that you should look like one. Bring out the tar!
The tar!
The tar!
The tar!
The tar!
Pour it over him! And now, the feathers!
The feathers!
The feathers!
The feathers!
Dump them on him! Now, Mr. Chicken, speak for us.
Come on, yes, Mr. Chicken!
Let's hear you speak!
Speak! Speak!
Speak! Speak! Speak!
Mark. Oh, Shakespeare!
I'm here, sir. Terribly sorry about the horn. I nearly hit a chicken. Are you all right?
Oh, I had a horrible dream. Oh, Shakespeare, I'm not sure I can go through with this.
I'm afraid you'll have to. We've just arrived in Odyssey.
Oh.
Where to first? The Harlequin Theater?
No. Let's go to the Electric Palace.
So, this is it?
Closed until further notice. Well, I'm not sure how to proceed. I've never run a store before.
Well, it can't be much different from the success you've made with the Harlequin Theater.
Diplomatically put, Shakespeare. Still, some help would be nice.
Come on, Doris, help me with the trash can.
Just a second, boy. I ain't done looking through it yet.
Wait, I know those voices.
They're coming from the alley.
Yes, it's Bart and Doris Rathbone. Bart, Doris!
Huh?
Hello!
Ah, it's you, Dr. Blaggard.
Dr. Blaggard? Ah!
No, no!
How can you be alive?
He's a ghost! A ghost!
Ah! No, I'm not Regis, I'm Edwin. Edwin!
Edwin?
Yes, you know, the actor.
The actor? Doris, it's only the actor.
Only.
Oh, we could have sworn you was the other one. You's nearly scared us out of our skins.
Yeah. Hey, I thought you said run away.
Well, I'm back now. I'm here for the Electric Palace.
My store?
No, it's Mr. Blaggard's, actually.
Huh?
My brother deeded it to me in his will.
What?
Actually, Bart, I know virtually nothing about operating a retail outlet, and I was hoping that you might be willing to...
I accept.
Really?
You had to ask? I love this place.
Wonderful. We'll start in the morning.
I'll be there.
Come on, Bart. We got more trash to go through. I want to see what's in the cans at the department store.
All right, Doris. Get in the truck.
Toodles.
Now, Bart, before you go, there's something I'd like to ask.
Shoot.
What is the general feeling around town about the Blaggard name?
Are you kidding? At this moment, there is no name lower in Odyssey. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, huh? Doris, move over. I'm driving.
No name lower.
Shall we go to the Harlequin now, sir?
No, Shakespeare. Let's go to Wit's End.
Very good, sir. I'll get the car.
No, don't bother. I might as well do this right. I'm going to Wit's End, and I'm going to walk. You go first.
Sir?
Hmm?
Sir, I really don't think you need to duck behind me anymore. No one seems to be taking notice of us. And those who are...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah!
Sir, those who are taking notice of us are very cordial.
Ah, they're setting me up for the kill, lulling me into a false sense of security. Be prepared to run, Shakespeare, especially if you see tar and feathers.
Really, sir? I...
Blaggard!
Ah, no, no, please, please.
Edwin Blaggard, it is you.
Oh, Mayor Riley.
It's good to see you again.
I can explain, really. It is?
Yeah. We've missed you around here. When did you get back in town?
A few hours ago.
We were just on our way to Wit's End.
Great. Jack would love to see you. Hey, I'm heading that way myself. Come on.
Well, of course.
Here we go. Some nice chocolate shakes for everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Edwin, I'm sorry I'm the only one here to meet you. Jason, Connie, and Eugene had other engagements today.
That's quite all right.
So, you're taking over the Electric Palace. I'll bet Bart isn't too happy about that, huh? Edwin?
Hmm? Actually, he's going to help run the place.
Edwin, is everything all right?
All right? Why do you ask?
Because you seem kind of distracted and edgy ever since I ran into you.
Well, why shouldn't I be? If you're going to punish me, do it. Why must you persist in this torture?
Punish?
Torture?
Come on out, all of you! I know you're hiding in the back rooms. Come out and get it over with!
Sir, please.
Edwin, calm down.
Come out!
Don't, calm down, Edwin. I assure you, there's no one here but me and the kids. Now, please sit. Have a milkshake. Shakespeare, maybe you should tell us what this is all about.
Mr. Blaggard feels you're all out to get him because of what happened.
What happened?
I ran away. Scrammed, vamoosed, took it on the lam. Retreated in the face of my brother's onslaught. And don't tell me you don't hate me for it, because I know you all do.
Hate you?
Edwin, nothing could be further from the truth. We don't hate you. No one does.
But how can you not? I deserted Odyssey when she needed me most.
Nonsense. I'm sure everyone here understands completely why you left.
Yes, I was a coward.
I don't know anybody who thinks that.
No, of course not. You obviously did what you thought was the right thing to do.
You're both very kind. I just feel so awful about the whole thing. Like I need to do something cleansing, redemptive, to somehow make it up to Odyssey.
There's really no need, Edwin. The best thing you can do, both for Odyssey and yourself, is to reopen the Harlequin Theater.
Yeah, and the Electric Palace. This town needs places like them. Just don't run it like Bart did. All for profit and not really caring about the customers.
Right. Go and make it a wonderful store.
Gentlemen, I thank you. You have given me much food for thought. Come, Shakespeare, we must be off.
Well, goodbye then, and you come back soon.
Yeah, and I'll be looking forward to coming into your store.
Farewell, farewell.
Are we going to the Harlequin now, sir?
No, not yet. I want you to find Bart Rathbone and tell him to meet me at the Electric Palace. Jack and Tom have given me a wonderful idea.
Are you nuts, Blaggard? You want to give away all my merchandise?
Ah, you forget, Bart. It isn't your merchandise. It's mine. And I will do whatever I must to clear my conscience.
Hey, making money is a great way to clear your conscience. Trust me.
But making money won't get the people of Odyssey back on my side again. This will.
But you can't just give it all away.
My mind is made up.
But...
No buts.
But...
No buts. Now, I want you to take this flyer to the stationers, have 1,000 copies made, then we'll distribute them all over town. Go on now.
But...
Go.
But...
Go.
But...
Go.
Oh.
Well, Shakespeare, what do you think?
Actually, I'm a bit mystified, sir.
Mystified? Whatever about?
You say you want to do this to cleanse your conscience.
Yes.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, sir, but I didn't think you had a conscience.
Neither did I. Imagine my surprise.
But why do you think you can buy the people's affections? Especially when they don't seem to resent you for anything.
Ha-ha! There's the key. They don't seem to resent me. You see, Shakespeare, as an actor, I am a student of human nature, especially my own. And my nature tells me that deep down inside, they really do resent me. After all, if I were them and I did what I did to me, I wouldn't forgive me for doing what I did, would you?
I'm not sure.
Oh, the point is, Shakespeare, the public mind is fickle. Their affections can be bought, and that is exactly what I intend to do. That's it. Take it all. Everything must go. At Edwin Blagger's great giveaway, no one goes home empty-handed. Well, that's that. Last time I saw a room this empty was my last production at the Harlequin, actually.
Edwin?
Oh, there's nothing else left, so just... Oh, Jack.
Where's Shakespeare?
He went back to the theater. Either that or a customer took him. I've often thought he'd make a good lawn ornament.
Well, it looks like you've accomplished your goal.
Yes, I suppose I have.
What's wrong? You don't sound very happy.
Actually, I'm not, now that you mention it.
But I thought that was the whole idea. Giving everything away to cleanse your conscience.
It was.
So, did it?
No. No, it didn't. I don't feel any better than when I first arrived. All I wanted was to get back into the people's good graces and have them forgive me.
We've been trying to tell you all along, Edwin. You were never out of the people's good graces. Besides, isn't it rather foolish to think you can buy their affections?
Yes, I suppose it is.
As far as forgiveness is concerned, I don't think it's the towns you're after at all.
Well, then whose?
Let me put it in terms you're more familiar with. What was Hamlet's motivation? Why did he do the things he did?
Oh. Revenge. His mother and uncle killed his father.
Is that it? Come on. Hamlet is a deeper character than that. Think about it. What does he say to Horatio when talking about his father's funeral? Would I had met my dearest foe in heaven ere I had seen that day.
You know Hamlet?
I read it before I came over.
Ah.
What else does he feel?
Sadness. Depression? Guilt?
Guilt. And why does he feel guilt?
Because he didn't prevent his father's death.
Could he have prevented it?
Well, no.
No. But as a result, his uncle, his mother, his fiancée, her brother, her father, and ultimately Hamlet himself ended up dead. All because, in part, he felt guilty about something over which he had no control. Just like you feel guilty about something over which you had no control, Edwin. Even if you had stayed, you couldn't have stopped your brother. You see, the heart of your problem isn't that the townsfolk of Odyssey won't forgive you for what you did. It's that you won't forgive yourself. And while you haven't destroyed an entire kingdom like Hamlet, you have managed to destroy an entire store because of it.
Good heavens. Good heavens! Not only are you absolutely right, you've given me an entirely new motivation for Hamlet!
Well, I'm glad to be of service.
Oh, but look at this place. I've really made a mess of things, haven't I?
Yes. But I've just the thing to take your mind off it. That's why I came over. To invite you to our welcome home party at Wits End tomorrow night.
Why, thank you, Jack. I'd be honored to attend. And thank you for everything else as well.
My pleasure. And now, O Prince, I take my leave with nary pain or sorrow.
Aha! And to you, good friend, I bid adieu. At least until tomorrow.
Hi, Mr. Blackguard. Glad you're back with us.
Why, thank you. Thank you all. This is really very nice of you and Jack, Tom.
Oh, we know.
We do have a surprise for you, Edwin, if you'll step this way.
A surprise? For me?
Mm-hmm. It's just on the other side of this door.
Go ahead. Open her up.
Shakespeare, you're my surprise?
Oh, no, sir. I'm just here to turn on the lights.
Ah.
This is your surprise.
It's the merchandise from the Electric Palace.
Well, most of it.
Well, what is it doing here?
We're giving it back to you.
Giving it back? But how?
Unlike Hamlet, your friends in Odyssey are very much alive and well.
Jack and I called up a few folks we know, and they went door to door collecting the stuff.
When everyone realized why you gave everything away, they knew they couldn't keep it. So nearly everyone gave it back.
Nearly?
It ain't fair, I tell you. First I have the stuff, then I don't, then I have it again, and now I don't again.
We actually found most of the merchandise over at the Rathbun house.
Well, you just can't blame us for trying.
I'm speechless. I never expected to drink so deeply of the milk of human kindness. This token, this powerful symbol of acceptance and forgiveness, will ne'er be forgotten.
I thought you said you were speechless.
Jack, Tom, Bart, Doris, even you, faithful Shakespeare. Allow me to show you my gratitude in the best way I know how.
By giving us the stuff back?
No! By performing my special one-man presentation of Hamlet, the Prince of Denmark.
Well, sure. We'd love to see that sometime.
Not sometime, dear friend. Now! To be or not to be. That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Welcome home, Edwin. It's good to have you back. In Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, Jesus says, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses." The people of Odyssey knew this, which is why they forgave Edwin. But what Edwin didn't understand is that an important part of God's forgiveness is the ability he grants us to forgive ourselves. See, when God forgives us, our sins are gone in his eyes. If we don't forgive ourselves, it's sort of like saying that God's forgiveness doesn't matter, only ours does. We need to learn to forgive ourselves the way God forgives us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Welcome Home, Mr. Blackguard was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.